Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can we just thank Him? Let's give Him praise. Can we lift our hands and just thank Him? We bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. We bless your name. Can you just thank Him? Just thank Him. Thank Him. Let Him hear your voice. Let Him hear your voice. Let Him hear your voice. Thank Him. We appreciate you. We glorify your name, Jesus. We thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your right hand up and say, today, let there be a turnaround in my life. And then can we pray today, by your word, by your ministration, let there be a turnaround in my life today. Can we pray in the name? Let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be a turnaround in my life by the power of your word, by the power of the Spirit. Let there be a turnaround in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Genesis 49. Let's continue from where we stopped last week. Genesis 49. Then Jacob called his sons and said, gather yourself together that I may tell you what shall happen to you in the days to come. Assemble and listen, O sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the first fruit of my strength. Preeminent in dignity, preeminent in power, unstable as water. You shall not have preeminence, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defile it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Weapons of violence are their sword. Let my soul come not into their counsel. Oh, my glory, be not joined to their company. For in their anger, they killed men. And in their willfulness, they harm strong oxen. Cause be their anger, for it is fierce. And their wrath, for it is cruel. I will therefore divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you know, we've been explaining this thing. The firstborn of Israel is Reuben, and then followed by Simeon, followed by Levi, and followed by Judah. So on the day that the father called them, I'm about to die, come, let me bless you. They all gathered. And then the first person came, Reuben. And instead of blessing him, he spoke some negative things. Then Simeon followed. Instead of blessing him, he spoke some negative things. Levi followed. Instead of blessing Levi, he spoke some negative things. Listen, Reuben committed a sin, an atrocity, an iniquity against his father. So on the day of blessing, the father turned it to a day of judgment and cursing for him. Simeon was in line, maybe thinking, thank God, after all, this thing don't jump. God, no, and my father no bless Reuben. At last, all this thing will mine. And then he came, and his father gave him negative words also in anger. And then the third person also, he gave him a negative word in anger also. If you were Judah, the fourth one, what would be going through your mind? Especially knowing that you are not better than them. We thank you, Jesus. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Let's look at Judah, the birth of Judah. Genesis 29:35. Or go a little bit back. Go to around verse 32. Let's look at Reuben. Okay, look at this. You know, we've prayed with Reuben, with Simeon and Levi. Let's look at their background. And Leah conceived and born a son. And she called his name Reuben. For she said, because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me. She conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord had heard that I am hated, he has given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. I'm tempted to talk about polygamy, but let me just move forward. And she conceived and bore a son and said, now, this time, my husband will attach to me. Will be attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore, his name was called Levi. By the name of the children of Leah, you can know the life history, the frustration, the pain that Leah went through. Once you look at the names, you don't need to go far. Once you look at the name, you can write the history. You can profile that family and be able to say everything that happened in that family up to the time of Levi. And you know, many of us, when we talk to you, in like an hour, all the complaints in this world, we will know about it. We'll be able to know your background, what you have gone through, the suffering, and all this. And we are not blaming you for that. It's normal when you are going through difficulties for you to make some complaints. Leah's complaint, he was attaching it to the children. And then he got to verse 35. And she conceived again and bore a son. And said, can we read together? And he said, this time I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name. Lift your right hand and say, this time. Say, I will praise the Lord. Can I pray? Can I say, this time? Say, I will praise the Lord. Can you open your mouth then and thank him and thank him and praise him? No matter what I've gone through in the past. Oh Lord, no matter my complaints of the last 1 year, I come today and I say, this time. This time, I will praise the Lord. This time, I will praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. The first child was named with affliction. You know, the Lord has looked upon my affliction, and the Lord will attach my husband to me. The Lord will do. She has many complaints. Can we pray beyond my affliction, beyond my complaints, beyond my murmuring? I come today and I say, you are a good God. And I lift my hands to you, praising you, praising you. I lift my hands in praise and I say, like Leah, Judah, 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 this time I will praise the Lord. This time I come and I praise the Lord. This time 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 I praise the Lord. I come today. And I praise you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray one more? And say, every turnaround that comes by praise, let that turnaround come to me today. Every turnaround that praise activates. Every turnaround that praise activates. I have praised you. I have worshipped you. I have thanked you today. Every turnaround that praise activates. Let that turnaround be activated. Every kind of turnaround that praise can activate. Let praise activate. Let praise activate. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You have a choice. You know, when we hear your story, in fact, we'll pity you. When we hear your story, we will cry with you. But you have a choice to look beyond it to the God that you can praise that will turn around everything for you. Murmuring will not solve it. Complaints will compound it. Praise will solve it. Are we here? Praise will solve it. It will solve it. It will solve it. Can we pray? Lord, I make up my mind to praise you no matter what. Your word says, in all things, even when we don't understand, we should give thanks. The Bible says, in all things, we should give thanks. I come today and I say, in all things, I come and I give thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember, the Bible did not say for all things, it didn't say for all things, it says in all things. Please, we need to separate. Do we understand that? It's not that something bad is happening and say, I lost my husband. For that, I thank God. No. But in the midst of the loss, you thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Can we lift our hands to him again and say thank you? Let's say thank you. I think we should sing a song of worship to him. Can we just thank him? Let's just thank him. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you. We give you all the glory. We worship you. Our God.
You are worthy to be praised.
We bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you. We magnify you. Bless up your neighbor, Lord. Lift your hands to him and say, I thank you. I thank you. I appreciate you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. I come as Judah. I come like Judah. I come as Judah. I come like Judah. I come as Judah. Lifting up my voice and telling you, thank you. I come. I praise your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. He was given the name Judah. And what does Judah mean? Praise. Praise. He became a nation. He became a nation. We thank you. But you know, when Jacob spoke against Reuben, spoke against Simeon, spoke against Levi, what do you think will come to the mind of Judah? Genesis, let's look at this. Genesis 37, 26 to 27. You know, at that time that they all laid their hands on Joseph, look at what Judah did. Then Judah said to his brothers, what profit is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Let's continue. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our own flesh. And his brothers listen to him. When if you look at the story, if you have read very well this story about this family, discover that they always listen to Judah. Couldn't Judah have said, this stupid boy, let's release him? He was the one that suggested that they should sell his own brother into slavery. You remember at the time that Jacob was blessing them, Jacob has met Joseph. Joseph has given the lowdown of the whole story. So nothing was hidden. So when he spoke about Reuben, spoke about Simeon, spoke against Levi, Judah was waiting and said, this thing don't happen. But you know what? Mercy spoke for him. He didn't deserve the blessings, but mercy spoke. Many people have looked for the reason to give for why Judah was exempted. Look at that. That's one. Do you remember the story of Judah and Tamar? Genesis 38. It was Judah that had three children. One got married to Tamar and died. And according to the laws of Israel, if the man does not have a child, the next person in line in that family must marry the wife and give birth. The first child will be called named after his brother. And you know what happened? The Lord killed the first one. The second one did not want to impregnate her, so the Lord killed him also. And there was a third one that was young. And Judah was thinking that Tamar, maybe he came, you know, maybe Africa thinking, this one a bad luck. Before this last child died also. And Tamar played a trick on him. Can you remember that story? In which Tamar went to stand like a prostitute. And Judah, his weakness, even the daughter-in-law knew the weakness of the father-in-law. If I go stand on the road, this woman will come. So the man came and you know, slept with her. He collected the signet and the staff. He didn't have money. And then he went back to pay, sent the friend to go back to pay the prostitute. And prostitute was not there. She asked around. He asked around, where is the prostitute in this area? They said, there's no prostitute here. He said, well, that's his matter. He left. And then he heard later that the daughter-in-law was pregnant. And he was angry that she must die. See, I pray that the Lord teach us mercy and grace. It will make your life easy. Did you remember that Jacob? Is it Jacob that should curse his children looking at the life he lived? Looking at the sins of Jacob. Looking at the weaknesses of Jacob. And God forgave him and blessed him. But when he came to his own children, he did not forgive them. He did not show mercy. But I think he got to a time, he got to Judah and said, I beg, this anger too much. Let me show mercy. Judah also heard about the sin of a daughter-in-law. Said, she must die. She must die. So the daughter-in-law sent the signet ring and the staff and said, whoever owns it is the one that impregnated me. She now said, he's more righteous than I am. Listen to me. Last week, we spoke about anger. When you are angry, consider mercy. Because if God uses the same yardstick we use to judge people against us, we will be in trouble. Do we understand everything I'm saying? But what I want us to pray about is that Judah obtained mercy and Judah obtained grace. Lift your two hands up and say, no matter what has happened in the past, no matter what is speaking against me from the past, I receive mercy. Can I hear you? I receive mercy. I receive mercy. I receive mercy. I receive mercy. I receive. You manda lebo koria balabaka. I receive. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. The mercy that spoke for Judah. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. The mercy that spoke for Judah. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All the older ones were cursed, but he was blessed, even though he was a sinner also. Can we pray together? Whatever is happening negatively to any member of my family, it shall not happen to me by grace and by mercy. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. By mercy, let the yoke of delay be broken in my life. By mercy, everything that is not working, let them begin to work. Can I hear you pray for mercy? Mercy, mercy. Can I hear you pray for mercy? Oh Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Oh Lord, let your mercy speak for my family. Oh Lord, your mercy and your grace, your mercy and your grace, your mercy and your grace. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your grace speak for me. Oh Lord, I obtain mercy. 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 Adakata libo koriada. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He said, I will have mercy. On whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion. On whom I will have compassion. The Father himself chose not to have compassion on the first three and decided to have mercy on the fourth one. There was no formula. It was his choice. I pray that you will be called choice for mercy. Say, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, let me be your choice for mercy. Oh Lord, let me be your choice for mercy. Let me be your choice for mercy. Oh Lord, I receive your mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Your mercy, oh Lord, your mercy, oh Lord. Your mercy, oh Lord, your mercy, oh Lord. Your mercy, oh Lord, your mercy, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray anywhere I go this year? Mercy, speak for me. Mercy, go ahead of me. Mercy, back me up. Mercy, speak for me. Anywhere I go this year, let mercy speak. 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 Let mercy speak for me this year. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, my prayer. Lift your hands. Lord, your mercy spoke for Judah. Because of Jesus, the root of Judah and the lion of the tribe of Judah. From today, every day, let mercy begin to speak for us. Let mercy begin to speak for you. Every day of your life, let mercy speak for you. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is from the lineage of Judah that found mercy. Today, because you belong to Jesus, let mercy locate you. Everywhere you go to, let mercy locate you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we lift our two hands and say, oh Lord, make me an example of mercy, grace, and goodness. Undeserved grace, undeserved mercy, undeserved goodness. Make my life an example of undeserved grace, undeserved mercy, undeserved goodness. Oh Lord, make my life an example of undeserved grace, undeserved mercy, undeserved goodness. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's go back to Genesis 49. I think we're at verse 8. And now we can confidently pray some prayers and some blessings. Remember, he was the first one that was blessed. Everyone was being judged. Everyone, negative things were being spoken to them. But he was the first one that was blessed. I pray for you. You will be what has never happened to you in your family before. You will be the first person to experience it. In the name of Jesus. And listen, listen, listen. It is not because of who you are or what you have done. It is because of mercy. Are you here? Because when we raise some prayers, some of you are too religious. And when I went to the mountain, because of prayer, I'm here praying now. Many people have prayed more than you. Fasted more than you. The mercy did not locate them. I pray for you all the days of your life. Goodness, grace, and mercy. Let it pursue you. Let goodness, grace, and mercy pursue you. Let them pursue you. Let them overtake you. Let them be upon your habitation. In the name of Jesus. He was the first one blessed. And you will discover, you have your seat, you will discover that immediately he was blessed. Almost everybody after. Almost everybody after was blessed. You are the one that will open great doors in your family. In the name of Jesus. By your experience here today, by your prayers here today, the Lord is opening new doors through you. New doors for you. New doors for you. You are an exemption to the evils of your family. You are an exemption to the calamities of your family. You are an exemption to the tragedy of your neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord have mercy on you. Let the Lord have mercy on you. Let the Lord have mercy on you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'm the one that you have shown. Yes, you have shown. You have shown. I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm you have shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You have shown me. Can we take the first standard? You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and show your love. You look beyond me. You look beyond me. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and pour your love.
You look beyond me, Lord.
You look beyond me, Lord.
And just tell him thank you again. Say thank you for mercy, for grace, for your goodness. I thank you, 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 I thank you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Receive grace for exemption. Any evil pattern in your place of work, any evil pattern in your family, any evil pattern in your neighborhood, today be exempted from that evil. In the name of Jesus. Anything that afflicted people that have gone ahead of you, today be exempted from that affliction. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat like a king. Let's pray now. Judah, look at the first verse. Let's all read together. Judah, your brothers. Okay, let's go. Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of the enemies. Your father's sons. What is your name? Your name today is Judah. The one that obtained mercy. Huh? The one that did not deserve it and mercy located you. And you see, his name was always speaking for you. Judah, which means praise. You are the one that will be praised. I don't know what they call you. Guilty Q. Anywhere you are boasting with guilty Q. Guilty Q. You are the one that will be killed. Lift your right hand up. Say, Judah. Call your name. You are the one that will be praised. In that, let your brothers arise. Anywhere you go, you will be praised. You will be honored. Hear the word of the Lord by the anointing and the grace and mercy of the Lord upon you. Everywhere you go, you shall be celebrated. You shall be praised. 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 Abiodwari, because hear the word of the Lord. You are the one that your brothers shall praise. You are the one that your brothers shall praise. You are the one that your brothers shall praise. You are the one that your brothers shall praise. You are the one that your brothers shall praise. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Say, oh Lord, do great, glorious, and mighty things through me and for me that will provoke a praise of people. Hey, do great, glorious, mighty things for me. Things that will provoke the praise of people. Things that will provoke the praise. Things that will provoke the praise of people. Oh Lord, do great and mighty things. Glorious things, glorious things. Do glorious things that will provoke the praise of people. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Anyone suffering from the spirit of rejection, you have never experienced love before. None has commended you before. Today, by the grace of the Lord, let that spirit of rejection be terminated in your life. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand here. The perfume of God's glory, the perfume of God's grace, the perfume of God's mercy, let it overshadow every area of your life. From today, let men arise and honor you. Let men arise and honor you. Let men arise and honor you. In the name of Jesus. Every rejection. Every spirit of rejection over your life, they are terminated today. In the name of Jesus. One of my closest friends, have your seat. Just like me, I've stayed with many people. And you know what? Wherever he stayed, every family he stayed with, he's like wonderful. When he's about to leave, let's say he has a month to leave, he will mess up. a month to live. All his good work, he doesn't live accepted. He always lives rejected. That is what the spirit of rejection is. You see, it can hide. You know, people feel the spirit of rejection is when you have it every time, it's against you. No, sometimes it just leaves you. When the day of honor is about to come, then it comes. It comes upon the person like it came upon Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. I pray for you. Any evil spirit of rejection waiting for you on the day of your glory, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift your right hand and say, I will be commended. I will be recommended. I will be commended. I will be recommended. I will be honored. I will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, I will be lifted up. I will be glorified. I will be honored. I will be commended. In the name of Jesus, my prayer will be good. I am recommended. I am commended. I am honored. I am commended. I am recommended. I am honored. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You are a worker. Yeah, lift your two hands up. Let's pray. A student, a worker. Lift your two hands up. Say, I am recommended. I am commended. I am promoted. I am elevated. I am remembered. I am engraved. I am Magadala. Magatakata. I am commended. I am recommended. I am remembered. I am honored. I am elevated. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. He says, Judah, it is you that your brothers will pray. Listen to me. It does not matter your friends are concerned. Hear the word of the Lord. Anywhere you go to from today, be honored, be recommended, be commended, be praised, be accepted, 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 be praised, in the name of Jesus. That grace I've shared with you before, a friend of mine that is into building. Have your seats. Let me talk to you. That he seemed to build him. Was building at an estate somewhere. And somebody was driving a car. And he parked. And went towards his building project. And said, who is the engineer on this site? Who built? See, some things doesn't make sense. He said, who built this column? Can somebody be driving and he parks? And looks at a column and says, who built this column? I love how the column is straight. Me, if this one is not straight, I don't know. Say, so give me the number of a person. And they gave him the number of my friend. Over the course of between 3 and 5 years, he was doing many jobs for this person. Why? He was commended. He was honored. Judah, it is you. It is your job that will be praised. Do you understand? What you do, you are not doing it. You know, many people are doing it. But the Lord will pick you out and say, you, it is you. It is you that will be praised. 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 You hear the word of the Lord. It's your turn to be honored. It's your turn to be commended. It's your turn to be recommended. In the name of Jesus. I beg, help your prayer. Help this prayer. Take care of yourself. Look good. Smile. Smell good. Let me not go in that direction. Look at the second prayer there. Your hand. Leave it on verse 8 for me. I just took the first part of it. Let's read together. Judah. Your brothers shall praise you. Look at the second one. Your hand shall be on the neck. Can you lift your hand? Say anything, any adversity, any challenge, any problem working against my life. You are an enemy. I prevail against you. I prevail, I prevail, I prevail. I prevail, 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 I prevail in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember, 2 Sundays ago, I showed you there is an imaginary enemy and there is a real enemy. I don't want us to pray imaginary enemy prayer. I want us to pray real enemy prayer. He said, your hand shall be on the neck of your enemy. I hope you understand that. When your hand is on the neck of anything, you are about to use a sword or a knife to kill it, not to pamper it. Are we here? Every enemy that has arisen against your family, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say, my name is Judah? My hand shall be upon the neck of my enemy. Say every adversity. Can you mention the enemy? Every delay, delay, adversity, unfruitfulness, opposition. I destroy, I destroy. My hand is against you. I destroy, I destroy, I destroy. I come as Judah. I come as Judah. I come as Judah. My hands are against you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stand up on your feet. I need us to pray. Ramakaria katadada bakashaga. In the name, can we pray? Anything against my destiny, whatever is working against my life and my destiny, my name is Judah. My head is upon your neck. I come against you. I destroy you. In the name of Jesus, Madakataka. Eriagadada Mazatakata Ebekete Mariakada Eriagadada Mazataka Ebeketele Ariakada Eriagadada Ebede Rebekede 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 Mazata Ayakata Eberiagada Mayakata Arikede Makataka Ebekete Makataka Eriagada Mazata, Eriagada, Eriagada, Mazataka. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know what is wrong with your life. It is the enemy. Lift your right hand up. Say, my name is Judah. My hand is upon the neck of my enemy. I come and I destroy. Eriagada, Lebokaria. Eriagada, Rabakaria, Gadada. Mazatakataka Abakatalaba Erike Tete and the Lala Bakaria Erike de Maria Gadadadaba Ekeria Gada Mazatakata Ebekete Mazatakata Ebekete Matakata Erike de La Bakaria. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. For anyone that is been long, you have enjoyed favor. For anyone that it has been long, that you have enjoyed favor. From today to the end of this year, let favor begin to pursue you. In the name of Jesus, put your two hands on your head. Say, every enemy of my glory, my name is Judah. My hand is upon your neck, and I destroy you. Maria Kada, any enemy of my glory, my name is Judah. My hands are against you. I destroy, I destroy, I destroy, I destroy every enemy of my glory, every enemy of my place of work, any enemy of my family. My name is Judah. My name is Judah. I come against you. My name is Judah. I come against you. My name is Judah. I come against you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Lift your right hand and say, my hands shall be upon the neck of my enemy. I prevail upon them. I rule and I reign. Say that up and say, my hand shall be upon the neck of my every enemy, known and unknown, conscious and unconscious, visible and invisible. My hands are upon their head. I prevail. I reign. I rule over death. In the name of Jesus, I prevail. I reign. I rule over them. In the name of Jesus, I prevail. I reign. I rule over them. In the name of Jesus, I prevail. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Maybe we should take the last part of this verse before we go. He said, your father's sons shall bow down before you. Now, if you look at this thing, the ultimate fulfillment was in Christ. Everything that was said about Judah was almost like a prophecy about Jesus, which all came into fulfillment. Is Jesus, we are all praising today. Every enemy is bowing before Jesus. Everybody is bowing before Jesus. Muslims, Christians, anywhere. Judah was called a lion in the next verse or two verses from here. And Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And you belong to him. Your name is Judah. Your name is Judah. He said, your father's son shall bow down before you. Can I say, my name is Judah? Let everything bow before me. Can I hear everything bow? Let everything bow. Let everything bow, 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 bow. My name is Judah. My name is Judah. My name is Judah. Let everything bow, 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 bow. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whatever is causing you pain and suffering, you are going to call it. Say, my name is Judah. Name that and say, bow, bow. Bow, 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 delay, bow, bow, unfruitfulness, bow, lack of employment, bow, my name is Judah, bow, bow, every complaint, every murmuring, bow, 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 whatever is causing me shame, pain, suffering, bow, my name is Judah, bow, 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 everything bows before me, bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow, my name is Judah. Bow, 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 bow. Can I hear you pray? Can I hear you pray? My name is Judah. Bow, 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 bow. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Atige nebo kuriya manaba zitaka dakariaga. Anything exalted against you, exalted above you, let them begin to bow before you. Any problem, any challenge, any principality, any power, exalting himself against you, let them begin to bow. Let them begin to bow. Whatever is exalting itself against your marriage, against your family, against your work, against your relationship, let them begin to bow. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands, let's pray again. Say, my name is Judah. Name them. One by. Say, my name is Judah. Say, anything against me in my place of war, bow, 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 bow. Every challenge, bow, bow, bow. My name is Judah. My blessing is of Judah. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow before me. Bow, 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 bow. Every adversity, every opposition, every problem, every challenge, every shame, every delay. Bow, bow, bow. Ete lebo koria. Launch them issue. Bow. Bow. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Like I told you, this thing finds its fulfillment ultimately in Jesus' name. And therefore, God has given him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess. Things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Can I say, things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth working against my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Bow. Everything in heaven. Everything in the waters. Everything on earth. Everything under the earth. Working against my life and my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Bow. 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 In the name of Jesus, bow. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. Put it on the screen quickly, please. Therefore, God has exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Let's continue. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. In heaven, on earth. Can I say in heaven, on earth, in the waters, and under the earth? Say in the heavens. Can I say in the heavens, on earth, in the waters, under the earth? Whatever is working against my life and my destiny. Bow. In the name of Jesus, in heaven, on earth, in the waters, under the earth, in hell, whatever is working against my life and my destiny. Bow. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are you seeing church? In heaven, on earth, in the waters, and under the earth. Whatever is working against my life there, as I call the name of Jesus 7 times, let them bow. That's what you're going to say. And then we call the name of Jesus 7 times, and I leave this place. Oh, is that straightforward enough? In heaven, on earth, in the waters, under the earth, whatever is standing against me, whatever is working against me, I want to give you time to pack it, whatever is speaking against me, whatever. So we are going to say in the heavens, on earth, in the waters, under the earth, then I will give you like 30 seconds to pack it, whatever is working against me, whatever against my stomach, whatever is, you know your own thing. You add it, and I now say, as I call the name of Jesus 7 times, bow. Then I will now shout one, then you shout Jesus. You shout it 7 times, I go and sit down, and there shall be great testimony. Are you ready? Say, in heaven, on earth, in the waters, under the earth, whatever is working against my life. Oh yeah, pack it. Maria Gada, feeling the gap. Mention those things. Every delay, every confusion. What is against my life? Feeling the gap. Okay. Feeling the gap. Feeling the gap. Every evil occurrence. Everything moving me back. To square one. Anything against my promotion. Are you ready? Say as I mentioned Jesus. 7 times now. Bow. Can you call Jesus? Number one. Jesus. Two. Jesus. Three. Jesus. Four. Jesus. Five. Jesus. Six. Jesus. Seven. Jesus. Have your seat. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.